Hello. I thought that it's fairly likely that Lily is still sick. Lily's been sick for ages. We are chronically ill people. This happens sometimes. We had recorded ahead so that we would keep having podcasts that we were able to put out, but she was sick for long enough that we still ran out. So this is something that I meant to do anyways. It's not astrology related at all, but I wanted to teach energy healing for free. It's a very simple, super effective. I was healed in this way. I used to have really bad nerve pain, and I have been healed with this before in a way that meant that I could come off a bunch of my medications like wildly. I am still disabled. I'm still chronically ill. There's been things that I can't fix. I have MS. You know, it is what it is. But there's lots of things that it can. I've healed Lily of a bunch of things, probably the most things. And it's just really easy. It's especially easy to learn or teach to anybody who is energy aware. So I thought I have friends that one of the women in our home circle wanted to learn it, and I thought, great, we will record it, we'll put it up for free, and then everybody who's interested in learning can learn. Feel free to ask questions in the YouTube comments, especially. I don't know that I'll see comments elsewhere, but you can email us. I'm sure our email is linked to our YouTube. Or probably our TikTok. You can DM us on TikTok. You can email us. You can comment on the YouTube. I'm happy to answer any questions that I can. So, yeah. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Beta. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Hi, Alyssa.
Hello.
Hi. How are
How are
you?
you?
I'm good. All
Good,
right.
good. Are you ready to learn?
I think so.
I think that you are going to learn really, really quickly. Oh, first of all, I'm already recording. I'm assuming Zoom told you
Oh, I no, I miss. Oh, I see it now.
that. Okay. We are recording.
You're posting this, right? Or you're posting it?
I'm going to post it, but then I'll make a TikTok and send people to it because people charge a lot of money to teach this. And frankly, like that's fine because people have to make their money, and I'm not against people making their living psychically. Like that's cool or whatever. But also, I can teach you like the basic idea in like 10 minutes. The rest of it is like it is so fucking simple. It's super, super simple. So I would also just like as many people to get it for free. We live in a capitalist hellscape, so let's help. That is the idea.
I think you're right. I have a feeling I'm going to get it pretty quick, but I'm surprised because I always feel like these things take a long time.
This does
Like you need
so.
weeks and months and
I should preface this by saying if you were not energy aware, it would take longer because you would have to become energy aware first. But if you are already energy aware, and by that I mean if you meditate, if you're a psychic or a medium or work with energy in any way, shape, or form, probably if you're a massage therapist, like literally any kind of awareness of energy, that's it. That's the thing that takes longer. This is just telling you how to put it where it needs to go. And also, like the way to ask questions so that you are focusing it. If it wasn't the need to kind of like ask the right questions to know if you're sending it in a way that's helpful, I think most people would accidentally be doing this a lot more. Because it also does not take any kind of belief. You don't need to be able to believe that you can do it, and the person receiving it does not need to believe that it's going to work. So,
Been better.
the first, like, I don't know, 10 healings that I did for like Lily and her family, because she's my best friend. So, like, she's who I practice with. I literally was like, hey, I watched these videos and I like learned this thing. Probably won't work, but you have chronic illnesses. So, can I practice on you? And she's like, sure, that'd be great. And then I sent it thinking it wouldn't work, and she received it thinking that it wouldn't work. And then she was like, "Are you a wizard?" So,
You're a wizard, Harry.
Very. So that's actually one of my favorite things about it, is that belief is like not a factor.
Pretty
So
cool, actually.
very cool. I will say, I've just got a couple more like preamble things. So when I started doing this, I went out of my way to be like, I'm going to make spreadsheets and I'm going to practice as much as I can and like blah, blah, blah. I found it surprisingly difficult to find people to practice on. So I found like 30 different people to practice on. And then it kind of petered out. So my stats, I would like more of a focus group before I would say it's definitely this percentage that it works on. But I will say that Michael Mayo, who, so I learned it and then was just talking to him and I was like, you'd be really good at this and you have a huge platform. So you should learn this and you should do it. And he did learn it and then also did get on his TikTok and he started like just healing people on lives so that he could get like a much better like spreadsheet tracking system. And our stats were going in line with each other. So I will kind of give you a little bit of what those stats were, because I do think that if I continued doing more, it would have probably continued being in line with his. I should have looked up what his were, because he's got them somewhere. I did not. But it is roughly that I would say about 85 is the like substantial change, right? Like for long term. Lily's the only person that I like a year later I'm like, did that thing that I healed with your hip, is that still gone? And she's like, yes. Other people I kept up with for several months, but not for like a year. So, and I don't know what Michael's doing about that. There is about 10% of people that it does not work on at all in any different ways. There are certain things that it works on really well, some things that it doesn't work on at all. I have multiple sclerosis. I still have multiple sclerosis, but I had like a huge amount of nerve pain and was really immobile because of it and on a bunch of drugs. And then when I talked Michael into learning this and he started doing it, I was like, great, now heal my nerve pain, because it's a little bit, it's not impossible, but it's a little bit wonky doing it on yourself. And I've not had to go back on those drugs for that. That nerve pain is gone. And that's been
Amazing.
over a year. Yeah. So yeah. The 10% that it doesn't work on, I don't know why. Sometimes I'll get like little indications why, but mostly I don't. But it is never because they didn't believe hard enough, or you don't have a negative attachment, you're not doing something wrong. Like, it's just life is life, and sometimes shit doesn't work. So that is the preamble. So let's get into like how easy it is. I do that because my exercise,
Jazz hands,
my
bare
jazz
fingers.
hands, I have like an exercise that I'm like, okay, let's start without like moving stuff from hand to hand. Alyssa, first, how, when you become aware of energy, what is the strongest first way that that happens? Is it like, which sense? Is it physical? Is it visual? Is it like, what is it?
It's a physical sensation for me.
Okay. You
Right?
too?
Oh,
Okay.
yeah.
Me too. I was showing this to a mutual friend of ours, Alyssa, and she usually does not get physical things. So she's like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do it. And she's like, oh, I can feel that physically. But it doesn't matter, like, is what I'm getting at, is if it would have been, I don't feel things physically, but I just know, or I see things, it doesn't matter, whatever it is. So if you pick a hand, any hand, and you go, I want to become aware of all of the energy in that hand, right? And then starting with Alyssa, describe how you are experiencing that.
So I'm just setting my intention and putting. I don't know if I can describe this in words, but my hand just feels, well, I can describe it in words. My hand just feels heavy.
Okay, density of energy. That's how I feel it as well.
And I'm a lefty, so of course I chose my left hand.
Brilliant. Okay.
I feel it in my fingers more so. I feel the
Okay.
density of the fingers.
Okay. So I'll have you working on the next step while we ask Cambry how they are feeling it. So just keep collecting it. while we ask her how she's and like feel how it like changes and gets bigger. However, just keep collecting energy there. Cambry, am I saying your name right?
Yes.
And I have correct pronouns for you, correct? She, her?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay,
She
great.
heard. Yep.
Okay, amazing. How are you experiencing that energy if you direct it?
A lot of warmth, and then it does feel a density. It feels like I'm holding like I'm going to say like a fireball, like, and it just grows, and that my hand like arcs around it automatically, like it's holding on to whatever I'm getting, and I'm getting a lot.
Brilliant. Okay. Now the next thing, opposite hand. If you send that energy from one hand to the other hand, Alyssa, how are you experiencing that?
Hold on. It's the same sensation, but the left hand felt different.
Okay.
The left hand felt more dense. This hand, it's interesting because this hand, I feel it more in my fingers, but my right hand, I feel it more here
Okay.
in
That's
my fingers.
probably a direction. That's probably a target thing, would be my guess, right? Because you're like, I'm sending this from here. Because
Okay.
on this, when we connected it, or when we started with the first one, right? We're just drawing energy from wherever. But now you're sending it, so that's my guess.
Okay.
It doesn't super matter, but just for what it is. Could you feel it leaving the first hand to go to the second hand? Were you aware of it during the space, or was it just like it's here and now it's here?
This wasn't more of it. I couldn't feel it per se, but I just knew that it was going there.
Okay.
That wasn't really a feeling for me.
Okay. Great. It was an awareness, so it just switched your clear sense of how it came.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Cambry, how about you?
It feels like the Care Bear stare thing. So, like, I can feel it like going across, and so it gets less in this hand as I got more in this hand.
Okay, cool. So, did you have like a clear sense at all of it when it was in the, say, negative space, like in the in-between space?
Yeah, I can like see it
Yeah.
going across.
Okay, great. That's a great example.
You know
So,
what's interesting? I don't want to cut you off, but I have
no,
to
go
say
for
this.
it.
I'll forget. When I'm doing this, I see a lot of green. I'm just
Yes.
getting a roll of green.
Green's a
Anyone else?
very healing. So green is really funny because I think that it's not the okay, I when we talk about like this color means this or whatever, as an art nerd person, I don't really like the book says that orange means healing and so green means growth, right? I feel like green turns up a lot in healing spaces. So just to throw that out there. So that
Yeah.
makes sense to me. I think it's good also to pay attention to anything that you're getting with your clear senses when you're working in this space, because sometimes you will get, I think, Alyssa, you've seen me heal enough that you're like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I feel like there's also this, and get more information about like whatever. And then sometimes they're like, what do you feel about why this is happening? And I'm like, I got nothing, babe. I don't know. So, but they're definitely, you should always be paying attention to those things.
I feel it all right here.
Okay. That's cool.
Our chakra.
Am
Yeah.
I feeling this like the throat chakra? Would this be applicable to, oh, this is my
It's
chakra?
all applicable, really, because it's like
Okay.
how you're connecting and how you're sending. Because one of the things is everybody's going to be feeling this a little bit different, right? So now the next thing is, so whichever hand you've got it in now, right? Send it to, so Alyssa, send it to Cambry, Cambry, send it to me. Right. Okay. You look like you have done that now. So, Alyssa, how did you experience that?
I just felt just a push coming
Okay.
from my hand.
So you felt it leave.
Yes.
Do you continue to feel it after it's left?
In this hand, no.
Okay, that's okay. I often don't feel it after I feel it leave, and then I often don't feel it after it's gone. So,
It just feels lighter now that it's left, if that makes
okay,
sense.
that's cool. How about you, Cambry?
The same. It was the push. Like I just
Okay.
shoved it through the screen,
Okay,
and then I
perfect.
was catching Alyssa's in the right hand.
Okay, amazing. Did you, just out of curiosity,
Yeah.
did you feel both of those?
So
Okay.
I felt the release in the game.
Right. I should have sent it back to Melissa. I'll do that now. So, hang out here. Okay. Did you re feel the receipt of that?
Now I do.
Okay. So if you're working with somebody who is energy aware, they'll often then also be aware of like what you're doing or when you've entered their space. If you are working with somebody who's not energy aware, they'll often be like, we're all just sitting here. Nothing's you know what I mean? So, but again, it does not change your ability to heal. It does not change their ability to be healed. So that is the basic, like that's literally the basics of, that's what takes the longest to teach is that bit, which is very simple, right? When I have somebody that I am going to be sending healing to, I collect all the energy somewhere for whatever reason. I got into the habit of collecting it in my face. I don't know why. That is not necessary. You can collect it wherever you want to collect it. You can collect it in your hands. You can do whatever, but I connect it in my face. I collect it in my face. I should also say, I don't think that it is me sending my energy to heal you when I'm doing it. I feel like it is me collecting ambient energy and sending it to heal you. So I never find healing to be draining because it's not my energy. I'm just sending it. However, I am somebody that is chronically ill and I have fatigue issues. And when I am too sick, too tired, too whatever to do it, I
You can't
simply
do it.
cannot connect. So it's not like I send it and then I hurt myself because I did it when I shouldn't have done it. Like I'm just incapable of doing
That makes sense.
it. So
So,
it's like when you're about to do a reading and you're just like, I'm really not feeling well. I can't tap in properly.
yeah, and it's also the same even when, so when I'm starting to do mediumship, the very first thing that I feel is the density of spirit here. And if I'm like, you know, again, too in pain, too tired, too whatever, I just don't feel that. Or I feel it, but it's way back here, and I know that I can't connect with it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly the same. Right. Or sometimes I can like collect the energy, but when I go to like connect it to the other person, nope. It's just like, nope, you need
You're
it.
just hanging on.
I'm just hanging on. So that. Okay. Now, for the purposes of practicing, it is best to start practicing with somebody who has a current symptom that they can number on a scale of 1 to 10. Yeah. That's how you got chosen to be here.
I thought of you and then I said, okay, I remember some things. And I'm like,
Yes. Yeah,
yeah.
I said to Alyssa, like, it can be anyone, but it'd be better if it's somebody that I don't know, just so that you know how this is, and they ha need to be able to scale what their problem is. And she's like, I don't know. And then she's like, no, I really know. I know exactly.
A, she's energy aware. And
Yeah.
B, she's got things going on. So who's better than you? You're like,
Exactly.
the light bulb went off. I went, oh, actually.
Perfect. Okay. So pick a symptom that you're happy to tell us on a recorded situation, what is going on, and then tell us what it is right now on a scale of 1 to 10.
I have ulnar nerve pain that goes all the way down my arm and creates numbness, and it's about an 8.
Okay, so it's currently right now an 8. Okay, so there's two different ways that I do this. There's probably 1,000 different ways that this can be done, but there's two different ways that I do this that I can tell you about. You should always build and experiment and like whatever. But to start, Alyssa, literally take a minute collect the energy, however you want to do that, and send it to Cambry with the intention that that pain is going to go away and be healed and not return.
I know it's in your arm, but I'm feeling it in the shoulder too. It feels like it starts at the shoulder. This would be your left side.
Nope.
It's your
Right
right
side.
side. Okay. She's wrong. Okay. All right. Okay, once I have it, I just give it, right? That's all.
Yep. And just for as long as it feels necessary. Okay, so two things. One thing is, I find the most helpful way to ask if there's been change is to just say, how does that feel? Does it feel the same or different? And then ask,
Different.
different, right? So it was an eight. What number would you put on it now?
Like a three.
Okay.
What? Like it's like I just like it just like went away. Like
Nerve pain is a really, it has really good results with nerve pain. Okay, so we went from an eight. Oh, also, I should have said, for me, I have like an indication of a yes and a no that I do with my spirit team all the time, which is like they just kind of like move my head this way for yes and this way for no. And so when I'm doing this, I'm like, just turn my head. And when I get all the way to here, I'm done. That's like enough. So like if you watch me heal, I'll just be like, probably looks really stupid. But then when I get here, I'm like, okay, let's check in. Like, how is that? But you can also just be aware, like you did. Another thing that I want to say is it's very normal to think that it's one side of the body and have it be the opposite side of the body. So don't feel like that was like a wrong thing. Just sometimes it just Michael says the same thing. So,
Oh, like sometimes it switches, you mean?
like sometimes it's just like I feel. So when I get information back, it's like a shadow feeling that I get, but it's like the same feeling that that person's getting, but like just, a point
Mirrored.
0.04 or something version of it. But it'll often be like if it's your right side, it'll be my left side, or if it's my your left side, it'll be my right side. So that's just something that happens.
Okay. Good
So,
point. What I thought when you said left was because you said you're left-handed, I'm right-handed. So your dominant side was feeling it because my dominant side is hurting.
Oh, it could be that as well. Yeah. So, what I have found is if you don't get that pain down to a zero, it will come back. So, we went from an eight to a three. So, if we're at a three, you do that again and see if we can get it gone.
Okay.
Okay. So, Alyssa, ask her.
Okay, do you feel the same, different? Okay,
Different.
it
It's like it's gone in the shoulder.
was a three,
Like,
now it's a zero.
Now it's a zero, and I could see my head, like everything just relaxing. I was like melting off my chair.
You know what I did that time a little differently? I used both hands. The first time I went and just used my left. I put all the right into the left. This time I used both hands, and I was envisioning your arm and your left side, and that's what I was doing. I was thinking about it, and I was kind of going down.
Focusing.
Right. So I was focusing and visualizing at the same time as I was
That
doing.
is the second way to do it. So the first way to do it is just with intention, right? So that's what we did the first time. But a lot of times, if you do just intention and the person's like, I feel the same, or they're like, I feel different, but it's like barely, then, and this kind of gets weird because, like, if you do this, you want to try a couple different ways of it, right? But you do the thing where you visualize, like, you can, so with nerve pain, you can visualize it like all going out and away from the body and transmuting. You can, if someone has like muscle pain, you can envision like giving them like muscle relaxing shots or whatever. And sometimes you'll visualize it in one way or whatever your sense is that you want to do, like use for that. Because it doesn't have to be visualizing, it can clairsentience or however, whatever clair you want to use for it. But sometimes you'll be like, well, I visualize this. And there'll be no change. And then you're like, well, let me visualize it a different way. And then that will work. So it's kind of like a trial and error thing.
Okay.
So is there anywhere from where that nerve plane started to where it ended up that you still feel any part of it at all?
Not pain. I still feel like because I have damage to the ulnar nerve here, this is still numb, but it doesn't hurt anymore.
Okay. Do you want to? So, okay, Alyssa, see if you can get the numbness to.
How do you feel?
Better. It's like it
Is it
got
gone?
warm. It's not gone. Like I still can't feel, but it's I can feel like pressure now.
So
But
we should
like
put a number on it before. It's really good to get a habit of putting a number on it before, but yeah.
okay.
It was 10.
It was 10.
It was 10, like, and now it's probably about a 5.
Okay. Why don't you try again? Try another round.
Okay, so that was a 5, and now it would be at a.
I'd say like a 3, because I still like I don't know if it's permanent nerve damage, but like it's now like feeling like the same temperature as the rest of my hand, and I
Yeah.
can move it without restriction,
Yeah.
and I can feel pressure,
Yeah.
but like it's a completely I it's hard to describe it because like I have no sensation, but like now I can feel myself like at least scratching it,
Yeah.
where before I couldn't feel anything.
Yeah. It's interesting. I was getting a lot in my wrist, your
Yeah,
wrist.
because it comes right through here. It was really blocked and then down through the finger.
Okay.
But I have had zero sensation for 3 years
Wow.
in this hand
Yeah.
or these two fingers. But
So
now,
never.
like, yeah, now I can feel things, but it's not like the same as
Not the same.
the yeah, but it's like surprise, like I am in shock. As I'm sitting here,
You're like, oh my God.
oh my gosh, I can feel this. Like, I don't know how to describe it because, like, for years it felt like phantom pain or like it wasn't even there, but now I can tell it's there.
Significant. So,
Yeah.
one thing that I will say, Alyssa, is try to get in the habit. This is just a, like a craft thing, the same way that you try to not ask questions as a medium. Like, try not to do anything that feels like an outside person could say that it's leading, only because then the person that you're healing can get it in their head that, like, you just convinced them for the moment or whatever. So I'm only bringing this up because you're like, you were out of five. So what have we gone down to now? So you just try to be like, do you feel the same or different? Just because the psychology of pain is complicated and right. Like, I don't think that you did anything like weird in this or anything, but it's just like a good practice to be into. But try again, see if you can get it more.
Okay, let me see. Okay. Do you feel the same or different?
Different. It's like I can feel it trying to work. Like it's like pulsating. So it's I'd still say that the numbness is a three, but like it's trying not to be, if that makes sense. Like it's been asleep for so long. It's like coming out of a coma, I would say. Like
Sometimes it does take a few goes. I would say, so this is, again, this is a personal thing, but I have found this through trial and error. If you do something three times and it doesn't change the experience of the person, then I just leave it and go, okay, well, it's never taken me more than three to get a change and then still reach that change, right? So you could keep going on this one. Also, though, sometimes with this kind of thing where it might be that that it physically needs to remake the connections. So I would say on something like this, go until you as the person sending the healing is like, yeah, I feel like I've done my part, and then I'll check in with you tomorrow and see if, you know, because you should check in with, so you should check in with Cambry tomorrow either way and be like, is the pain gone? Is it returned? Is it whatever? So that you can start building your own stats.
I'll try one more time. I think that might be it. I feel like this might be my last go of it, just intuitively.
Okay.
I'll
be with you again tomorrow. So let's see. So I feel like it's just like, okay, we have a little bit left. Also, before I do anything, the last time I actually was seeing purple in my hands.
Yeah, my finger was purple. It's now about the same color as the rest of my hand. Like it's been purple forever. And so like the color literally was draining out because it now looks like the same color.
Wild.
Really cool, actually.
You will, because you're a psychic and a medium, you will get lots of information about, like, and sometimes you'll get things where you're like, well, I've done this, but you know, and also you should definitely talk to your doctor, and this is not good, blah, blah, blah. But also, I feel like maybe you should try eating this or not eating that or like whatever.
That's
So,
really helpful.
yeah.
That's really helpful for people. Okay, let's try this again. Okay. Do you feel the same or different?
Different. Like I can feel like the connections are getting made. It's like that the little sparkies going through. Like at first it was slow, and then it's like I can still feel it. It's still doing things. Like I can feel an electrical pulse like flowing through. So like it's still numb. Like I still can't, the sensation isn't 100%, but like I haven't felt it working. And so it's like, you know, the power's coming back on. It just might take some time. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
That's
absolutely.
probably more information than other people would tell me, but like I could see the little like sparkies going, trying to make the connections, and it's just like the doctor told me that I would never feel anything in this finger again, and it was always going to be purple and look funny, but like I can feel this like deep inside.
Cool.
It's cool. Like I would. I'm
Yeah.
like, whoo.
Brilliant.
So it's like it's trying to get going. Like I can feel it, like
That makes
just
me
the
happy.
yeah, it makes me happy.
I would imagine by this time tomorrow, you'll know like how that's going, like that basically just giving the space for your body to like do what it needs to do to catch up to however the hell this works. So,
So I just for I couldn't get like be, yesterday even at physical therapy this was my fist and today I can like do that. So for whatever that's worth.
yeah.
Like
I've watched people get like frozen shoulders healed. Or one time, Alyssa, you had some kind of I can't remember what injury it was. It was like 2 years ago now. But like you had done had some lifting injury, and you're like, my range of motion stops here. And we did
Yeah,
it.
it's my shoulder, the back of my shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so like at the beginning, I'm like, well, move, put it up where you can comfortably. And she was like, here. And then I was like, did it. And she,
Chicken
oh
wings.
my God, I have four inch
Yeah, I was like, no way. I can move again. Yeah. Did my shoulders get beat up with lifting? That's for sure.
Yeah. So do you currently have anything that you're like that you could number?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me think. Is which one do I want to tell you about?
You're like, which thing do I want on
It's
the
all lifting related stuff.
internet?
Let's do. I'm just trying to think of when I work out, like what. Okay, let's choose this one. So my right side, it's my which muscle?
Is it your lat?
It's like, I don't know how to describe it. It actually, it's more so my, it's like, no, it's not my pecs, it's my intercostal muscle. And I pulled my intercostal muscle, but when you, a long time ago, but once in a while, it has like, it'll just act up again. So it's one of those lingering injuries. And it affects my right side, like into my pec sometimes, because my left side's fine, but it'll go into my pec, it'll go into my shoulder, because you know the intercostal muscle, it's right beneath the chest, and then it goes to the back, so it kind of like
Right up through there.
travels, which is so annoying. So that's the one thing I could think of. Like right now, I am feeling it. It's
Like I'm
located
feeling it now
down.
too. Thank you.
It's in the back of
You
my
just
shoulder.
fixed
Sorry, it's in the back of
it.
my shoulder right now. So
A number on it.
I would give it, it's like a five. It's not terrible. It's a
Okay.
five. That's the
Great.
number I heard.
Yeah, can't we go for it?
Do you feel the different or the same?
It's interesting because when you were doing that, I felt my intercostal muscle. It's all those ribs in there. So,
I felt your ribs.
yeah. So, anyway, so it was a five, and now it would be a two. I would say week two, because now I could feel it still, but it's like it's just less. You were doing it and I felt it like pulsing. That was kind of cool. I knew it's just like when I get Reiki done, I know exactly where she is. And
Yeah.
she does it from
Yep.
her house, and we're not in the same place. And then she'll be like, "Well, where did you feel it?" And I was giving it here, here, here. And I was like, whenever she goes, I know exactly where she is. So yeah, good job.
Yeah, fun to do it with energy aware people. I'm always like, before I tell you what I experienced, what did you experience?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
Okay.
cool. Go back in.
Do you foam roll that area? Because you need to.
Not my intercostal muscle, because that's on the rib. But
Like, yeah, but like your side up under your
yes,
armpits and down here.
I do foam roll that. Yeah, I lay on it and
Okay.
I put my arm on
Because
top.
you can go down onto your ribs, right into there.
Yeah, I probably
So
need to get it. I have a physiotherapist coming to my house later to work on it.
that's.
You need to foam roll both sides because that way it helps you balance. But like there's a knot where it's
Well,
just,
the intercostal muscle, it's gone. Zero.
there was like I could the knot was in there and that's what I was like working and I'm like she needs I
Yeah,
was
because
rolling it out for her.
it's going into the back. It's the knots in the back for sure.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Cool. So that's literally it.
So it's like Reiki without the Reiki.
Yeah, so I feel like it is Reiki, but faster and with less faff, right? Because like Reiki's got a bunch of rules and things, and I don't do it, so I can't describe them or whatever. I mean, I've gone and had Reiki done before, but whatever. But I feel like this is just really the brass tacks of energy healing. Like, there's not a name for this that I've come across other than that it's just general energy healing.
Energy healing.
But I mean, it's so fast because, like, you can sometimes do a complete healing in like 30 seconds. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just so crazy fast. So, I would greatly suggest practicing as much as you can on as many different things and different people as possible
Okay.
and keeping track of who you worked on, what their issue was, if you were able to help them or not, if you were, how many rounds, like all of the things. Sometimes you will do it and the person will be like, I feel the same. I feel the same. I feel the same. And it'll be whatever. Lily gets headaches and migraines and stuff often. And anytime I've ever tried to heal any of her headaches, it's just nothing. I'm able to heal her pretty much anything else for her pretty well. Asthma stuff, like POTS kinds, like just tons of things that you would be like, well, that would seem like it would be harder to like help than a headache or whatever. And one time I was like in there trying to heal a headache and nothing was happening. And I like put it out to like her guides or spirits or whoever you feel like is helping you with us. And I was like, what? Why? And they're like, this woman does not drink water. And if we took away her headache, she'd just never drink water and then she would die. So I was like, oh.
As you were talking, I'm like, she's dehydrated. She's
Yes,
dehydrated.
right.
She.
And she is an autistic person that often forgets to drink water, and has to be reminded or whatever. So, and sometimes I've asked and I've gotten nothing back. So, like, sometimes you get information back, sometimes you don't. But I would definitely like practice a lot, practice often, keep notes, what worked, what didn't work, change things as you see fit. I learned these through watching videos from somebody called Charlie Goldsmith. He had like a TV show or something. He's got like a subscription-based model thing that he's really good. Like, I think it's like ex really expensive if you can afford that. But then if you can't, you can like email his team and they'll be like, what do you want to pay for a month for access to this? So I did that. And I think it was like $10 or something that I sent him and watched a bunch of his videos and then was like, okay, well, I bet I can't do this, but I'll try it. But I think it's just genuinely, if you're like willing to try it, it almost always works to some degree. You two should keep in touch. Yep. And Alyssa, you should also put in your notes if Cambry feels the same or different tomorrow. Cambry, you should put in your notes if Alyssa feels the same or different tomorrow. But yeah, that's how easy it is, and that's why I was like, I think I could teach this for free on the internet in a single YouTube video. So
Yes.
I love that. That's so helpful too. So many people
Yeah.
can be interested in this.
I hope so. I mean, medical care is expensive in America. I'm not there anymore, but like, I think I owed them like 30 grand when I left.
Yeah, like I when I went to Scotland, I somehow I think I left like a bag that had my blood thinners in the lounge in Newark. And so I get there and I'll die without them. So I go in to the pharmacist where I was, and she's just like, it will be like 6 pounds because we have to get it overnighted from a
Well,
different, and you have to pay for the shipping.
she was probably really apologetic about that 6 pounds too.
Yeah, she was. She's like, I'm so sorry, but because of the shipping, and we have to pay for express shipping just because it's something you'd, and I'm just like, I could fly here for less and fill my prescription than it costs me to get one, it filled in America. So like that 6 pounds is nothing. I was expecting several hundred dollars. I thought I was going to have to max out my card. Yeah, 6 pounds. I
Incredible.
love living in Scotland.
hate
That's our sign to get out of America,
I
which I'm
know, I know. I'm trying.
currently thinking,
So,
planning. Bye, America.
yeah. So, do either of you have any questions?
I do. I
Okay.
mean, I think you
Yeah.
answered it. I think you answered it before, but I'll ask anyway.
Sure.
So you were saying that you don't feel drained after this. So you don't feel people's like residual energy. It's not like, oh, I worked on Cambry's arm. Now I'm going to feel it in my arm. Maybe it's a silly
No.
question. Like now
No.
I'm not going to have issues because of their issues or anything
No.
like that.
No,
And I have to like release it.
that's a really good question, actually, because I will often feel like the shadow pain, like while I'm even while you were doing it, because I'm like, I'm teaching Alyssa this thing, right? So, and vice versa when Cambry was working on you. For both things, I felt the shadow thing, right? So like the nerve pain and then the intercostal pain. But it's just a tool, right? For like if what you're doing is working. So like the more that you do this and the more that you do feel that shadow thing, you'll also feel it release or heal or whatever. So like that's what Cambry was talking about, where she's like, there's a knot in there, and I was like working on it and feeling it go away. So when you disconnect, you're also disconnecting from that. So even if you like are working on somebody and you get the shadow pain and you're not able to help that person and they get no change, when you disconnect, that shadow pain will still go away. And it's not pain pain, it's more like shadow awareness. So does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? You got some questions?
No, I think I had understanding. Like I've done a Reiki course, but you helped with like the visualization and everything, and it kind of put all the sorts of energy healing that I together into, so it's all working better. And so much like more simpler terms too, like
I mean, I think that this is some, so this is why I'm like, I think that people could learn this so fast. Just like I mean, I could probably teach this on like two TikTok videos. I was thinking about that as well. Like, can I make it short enough to put on TikTok? I think I can. So that's the next thing that I'm going to try. But also, when I first learned this, I spent a lot of time thinking about like, how come people haven't learned this accidentally? Because it's so easy. And I think it's just literally because we, A, don't think about it because we don't think that it's possible. And B, because you're not going to go into a conversation with somebody who's telling you about their pain, going like, well, can you rate that on a scale of 1 to 10? And then can I like think about this for a second and like send direct energy into it and then tell me, like, do you know what I mean? So I think that probably there is some that is happening naturally, accidentally, blah, blah, blah. But because people aren't having those focused conversations, that's the only reason that we're not.
How I kind of see it is like when it works accidentally, it's like you somebody tells you about your pain and like I used to be very religious and it's like, okay, I'll pray for you. And so that was like directing energy without knowing that that is what I was actually directing. And then, oh, you're feeling better, or oh, you're not. I'll pray again. I'll pray more. And so it's like you do it inadvertently, but like you said, with the intention, it's going to be more focused, more direct. It helps if you're energetically aware, you know, and I'll obviously working with like you two who are on it. Like I'm hoping I get my settlement from a car accident so I can do the mentorship with Alyssa for mediumship. But like it's
Cool.
just on top when you're on top of it and you work with people who know what they're doing and you have a good understanding, it's going to be so much easier. And I think just like, you know, I think even like my kids could figure it out. And they're
Kids would be
feral.
great at this event. I just genuinely believe. Also, it does not have to be physical, right? So Lily also has kids, and one of her kids has had a proper phobia about anything creepy crawly, right? And not a fear, not a I don't like a proper phobia. And she was like, well, would this work for that? And I'm like, I don't know. We'll try it. And obviously you can't like, you know, shove a spider in the kid's face and be like, you know, like are you screaming or not or whatever? But so like I did it and I did a couple different things because I was like, I don't know if this one's gonna work or that one. So I'm just gonna do like a few rounds of a couple different things. And then you can just tell me the next time he ends up in the space with like bugs or whatever. And that one was really funny because I was like, I went in to like visually like went into his mind and was like, let's take everything with the phobia and we'll replace it with like a basic low level interest, like a curiosity, right? So phobia out, curiosity in. And the next day she was like, tell me why my son just came into my room and asked me a bunch of questions about cockroaches and made me like look up pictures to show him. And like
I
I had to have a 45 minute conversation about cockroaches with like photographs, and she's like, he would have screamed seeing a photograph before because phobia. So also play around with that. So yeah, we did that. And but I think kids would teach her
Yeah.
because
Oh, I will. I
pick up
will.
the stuff quick.
And they're very energy aware. We had a My oldest son passed 5.5 years ago. And so like they talk with him on a regular basis. So they're like acutely aware to the fact where like they'll talk about things at school and people look at him funny and like the school shrink. And I'm like, they're talking to their brother. Like we're not going to do that. They're seeing things that aren't there. Because just because you can't see them doesn't mean they're not there. So like
I mean, I think there's a lot of like religious trauma that gets pushed on that sort of thing, but that's my I'm a medium and I could go off on that for a really long time.
No, I'm a recovering Mormon, so like, and I live in Utah,
Oh,
so it makes it very fun.
let me know how it goes when you teach your kids because I bet you they pick it up
Okay,
super
I
fast.
will.
But also, just let me know how things go in general with the both of you. I mean, Alyssa, I see every week, and we're in each other's home circle. So,
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
All righty. Well, I better get my kids to school.
Take kids to
Go
school.
do that.
Their
Thanks
YouTube
for
time is about to expire, so thank
Yeah.
you.
Yeah,
All
of
right.
course.
Thanks for
Okay,
coming.
bye-bye.
Have
Thank
a great
you.
day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.